by the early 2000s, it was probably about 90% weed mat or whatever, closing in quickly. And by about 2010, there was probably only 1 or 2 hectares of 300 hectares originally of open water open. So a lot of the birds that used to come here, the migratory birds that used to rest here on the way down south or going back north again, no longer come here.
But after a few months of weed harvesting, that's starting to change. While the weed mat that's floating over much of Fog Dam proved too thick and heavy for the weed harvester to cut through and mulch, the harvester has been adjusted and now cuts through and then scoops up all the weeds. Norman Greenfield is a senior district ranger with NT Parks and Wildlife.
What we've discovered is it weighs about 180 kilos a square metre, which is incredible biomass. So initially we were looking at it from an industry point of view to harvest it as a monetary income for, you know, traditional owners or something like that. But when we had the plant analysis come back, it was quite low in nutrient levels, so therefore not feasible to actually to process it into like a mulch form or a fertiliser or anything like that. So then we went down this road of looking at a mechanical method.
Ranger Greenfield says after 3 to 4 months of operation, 3,000 to 5,000 square metres of vegetation has been removed from the waters of Fog Dam.
It's been operational last year for about 2 months, and then for the repairs and maintenance that needed to be done, we needed to do those early this year. So it's only been in operation probably about 3 or 4 months in total, I guess.
So what's different this time around once you've made those maintenance fixes?
We really can't process it like it's been built to do, but what we can do is modify it so that we can actually use it like a front-end loader. And with the airboat and pushing the vegetation mat, we can get it to areas where we can get it on a dry land, and then we can use fire management to clean up the biomass, i.e. get rid of it.
So you burn it, so there's no monetary outcome to come of this?
Correct. We've gone through that whole modelling process, and this is probably the best outcome that we can look at. Other than that, if we drain it and burn it, we're environmental vandals, and I'm not prepared to go down that road.
It seems to have only been a problem in the last 20 to 30 years. Yep. And there has been some criticism in some parts that once the buffalo left this place, the weeds got out of hand. What roles did the buffalo play in the early days?
It's funny you should say that, because there's actually buffalo still in here, but they're right at the back of the dam, and they're not a public hazard or a public safety or a risk. They keep them themselves, and we're working with like stakeholders next door and that sort of thing to manage those areas. But it's notable that they don't actually get rid of the vegetation mat. They reduce it until a manageable size. But the issue here with Fog Dam is it's a bird sanctuary. People are walking around taking photographs. We don't want that interaction with buffaloes, so we just can't go down that road.
Considering a lot of these weeds are native weeds, why the urgency to get rid of them? Shouldn't nature take its course?
If we keep not acting on it with positive management intervention, i.e. a change management regime, the harvester, the entire wetland, the Fog Dam, will become completely closed over 100% within a decade. So that means there's less bird life. A lot of people spend a lot of money for the tourism value coming through here.